Now, back to Drew Garabo Live.
Soul Brother Kevin picks your music on Thursdays. De La.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Tell me, mirror, what is wrong?
Could it be my De La clothes or is it just my De La soul?
What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being De La,
it's just me, myself, and I.
All right. It is an honor and a pleasure to finally have this young man in the studio. Seth had him in the studio when he was on Hot 101.5 doing that Top 40 game. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he read you a children's book while you lay in a children's bed.
Yeah, it was a brilliant idea by me. And I'm glad Vincent participated so we could promote his book, Danny Dog Tags, right?
That was. Yes.
Two Danny Dog Tags books out now, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Proceeds go to benefit military families. The Jackson in Action Foundation made its mark in the Tampa Bay area for sure, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that we'll get to do it for one more season at least in Tampa Bay. Weighing in, according to, did you smack your head on the microphone
again?
I don't normally
wear a hat, but I wanted to wear the hat that Vincent Jackson autographed for me that you guys always make fun of me for.
It's a very big signature. He is Vincent Jackson from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. VJ, thank you very much for being here, man.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dude, a pleasure. And first of all, I'm sure people wondering out there, how's your health? You holding up well? You working out?
Doing really well. Yeah, I actually feel great, man. I feel good for a while. You know, obviously, through the season with the way the league structured and IR designations and stuff, there really was no chance for me to really come back this year. So just kind of went up there, got some second opinions. You know what I mean? Got diagnosed, no procedure, no surgery. So I was fortunate, you know, Great. Knock on wood. But no, I'm feeling really good. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the future brings.
You know, you mentioned the way the league structured now. Do I take from that then, like, maybe if this was 5, 10, 15 years ago, then there would have been a chance for you to come back in season?
I'm assuming there were. They've just really done a good job as far as kind of leveling the playing field. Now, not allowing teams to kind of like maybe hide players under, you know, injured reserve designations and stuff, and then trying to bring them back later in the year. So it really kind of opens everything, levels the playing field, and you know, that's just the rules of the game. So
yeah, as an NFL player, does it kind of tick you off a little bit when you hear Joe Lunchbox saying that, oh, the league has changed too much and they're trying to protect the players too much and you can't target the quarterback anymore? Like, you're out there putting your body on the line and you got some fat ass who's like, you know, 350 pounds going, oh, I remember when it was a man's game and
all that. No, it's definitely, if anybody knows who watches the game now, it's a lot of high speed impact. Athletes are bigger, stronger, faster than they ever have been. The training has gotten so much better, and technology has really sped the game up. But I understand what they're saying as far as the penalties, and you're allowed to tackle a quarterback like any other player. Those things we do kind of miss, I guess, at times, and I understand what those analysts are saying. But it is a day and age where we do want to preserve young men and let them have as flourish careers as they can have, protecting them. But I understand where they're coming from.
I got you. By the way, Vincent Jackson brought a bunch of stuff from Cask Social. CaskSocial.com is the website. They are Cask Social, that's CASK, on Twitter and Instagram. They got a happy hour this Saturday, 4 to 7 after Gasparilla. I imagine that's going to be quite the...
yep. A lot of pirates and...
A lot of drunken ladies. SBK just commandeered the food. Very good. Thank you, Kevin.
I didn't see it sitting there. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt your interview.
I think we got some lamb lollipops in there. We got some crab and cotto, which our good friend Gina Morales has been raving over. Yeah. That's her favorite. That's her joint.
Might be my favorite.
Oh, really?
That's really good.
I've wanted to go for so long, especially for the brunch, because I see the chicken and waffles every single time I look at the menu, and it's calling my name.
I know. Chicken and waffles in the last couple of years has just exploded in popularity. And man,
shrimp and grits as well.
Shrimp and grits?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Now you're speaking my language. Yeah. What made you decide to go into this venture?
You know, I've done a couple of restaurants, you know, back on the West Coast and some different areas around the country. And so I've always had a passion for the food industry. I grew up in it, you know what I mean, working in kitchens, bussing dishes, working on the line as a cook, a cashier, and serving and hosting. So I've always kind of been in the industry. And, you know, early in my career, you know, I just wanted to be educated on it. So I, you know, did some mild investments and really got around the industry. And so it's a fickle business. It's tough. I don't really recommend them to anybody. But
it is tough.
I tell you the truth. They're a lot of fun. If you do it right and you got good people around you that have a passion for it, it can be really a lot of fun and very rewarding.
It can. That was my career before I stumbled into radio. And if I'd stayed in, I'd probably be a GM in some property somewhere, like working 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You got
is
an opening
like,
if you're still maybe.
Things are going okay here, but right. I will keep that in mind because it's hard work. But at the same time, when you when you work in that atmosphere, it's work, but there's such an electricity to it, and like the tangible feeling of seeing people enjoy food, there's something quite addictive about that. And you know, I'm sure you like it when you go to the restaurant. People are like, "Hey, Vincent Jackson," but I'm sure you like it even more. Like, man, these shrimp and grits are amazing.
That's what it's about. You know what I mean? It's service. You know what I mean? No matter what you're doing, whether it's food or it's philanthropy, it's that feeling you get when you see somebody else. You're improving their lives, improving their day, maybe their week. So it's the same thing, you know, in this industry. And so yes, we love that. You know what I mean? Obviously, the stars are our chefs and our staff. You know what I mean? I go in there and I support those guys the best I can and really make sure the business itself is running well. But for the most part, man, those guys, they do a great job. They're the troops on the ground, and I let them do their thing. I don't step on their toes, and it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Vincent, who does the most damage when they go into Cast Social? Is it some of your teammates on the Bucks or Titus O'Neil from the WWE?
Oh, my God.
Or Ian Beckles?
You know what? I would like to see Ian, Titus, and one of our big offensive linemen come in there. I'd like to see those guys sit there and go at it for a few hours. You know, I mean, it'd be a tough one. Titus, I've seen him put away some food, man.
And somehow he maintains like a 28-inch waist.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's a beast.
He is certainly that. All right, we have Vincent Jackson here. He brought a bunch of delicious food from Cask Social. But we would be remiss if we did not have a little bit of a contest.
Well, more just a game for Vincent.
Sure. We have compiled a list, and we're going to have you guess here, Vincent.
Let's do it.
Now, I'll read you something, and it is either a Cask Social review on Yelp.
Okay.
Or a tweet from Kanye West. So either Cask Social review or Kanye tweet. Here's the first one. All right, here's the first one. I went here for a girls' night on Monday night. Dining al fresco? Yes, please. Is that a Cask Social Yelp review or a Kanye tweet?
It's got to be a Cask.
That is a Cask Social review.
All right, 1-0.
All right, here we go. Next one. I was chilling with this white girl having a conversation, and she cut me off and said, "Hold up. I thought you didn't like us."
Oh, tough one. Yeezy?
That is a Yeezy tweet.
Very nice.
Here we go. Food plus drink minus Tampa tea equals pure whiskey for $6. My kind of drink. Gimlet was given high notes, as was the Blackberry Bubbles.
Ooh, tough one, Seth. You really put these together?
I did, yeah. I wanted this to be hard for you.
Yeah, would you do 5 minutes before the show?
How dare you?
Dude, he started this 3 days ago.
I've been working on this for a while now, Vincent.
Okay.
You hit a sore spot. I thought he was going to jump him.
We're going to go Yelp with Cass.
That is a Yelp review for Cass. All right, here we go. I just threw some kazoo on this bitch.
You know, one of our bartenders is a little wild, but I don't think he would do that. Mm-mm. So we're going to go with Kanye West.
That is a Kanye West tweet. And two more. $20 unlimited mimosas on Sundays. Yes, they will keep them bottles popping as long as you are there.
Boom.
That is Cask Review.
Cask Review.
And finally, do you know where to find marble conference tables? I'm looking to have a conference. Not until I get the table, though.
That is
a Kanye West tweet. That's very good. Wow, you did exceptionally at that. Then we'll make sure we throw Cask Social a couple of extra plugs.
Thank you.
No problem whatsoever. It is Cask Social on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and everything. SBK, what you got over there, dude?
Everything.
Yeah, all right.
I think these are the lamb lollipops right here.
All right.
Here's the shrimp and grits.
Very good.
I know y'all don't eat that, so I'm just making sure you guys are
thank
okay.
Thank you. Thank you, SBK.
Vincent, what are your plans for the Super Bowl? Are you going to watch it with the rest of us slobs, or you got anything big planned?
No, man. I'm going to be just like you guys.
All right. What do you see happening? I mean obviously,
man,
you know,
it's going to be a great
Atlanta
game.
Falcons, that offense is high-powered.
Right.
New England Patriots, 4 rings, the experience of Brady and Belichick can't be denied. What do you see happening?
We're hoping for a great game.
We got a Patriots hater right there, by the way.
No, I'm not a hater. Steelers I'm not a fan. Hater. I hate both teams.
Okay.
You think Julio Jones is overrated?
No, sir. I'm sorry. No,
he's better than Antonio Brown. Come on.
Oh, man. That's
Come
a tough
now.
One. They're really talented guys.
Yeah, exactly.
But Julio's a beast. He's a bigger body. You know what I mean? He's very physical. And he's tough after the catch.
I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's solid. Solid.
Well, Vincent, we had Miko Grimes on our show a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I asked her who she thinks the best receiver in football is. And without hesitation, she said Julio Jones. And Kevin's a big...
She lost all her credibility.
Kevin's a big Steelers fan, so he's been trying to find the research for the past few weeks that shows that Antonio Brown is better than Julio Jones.
Right. He's better on Facebook Live. I mean, he's just all around.
He's a good dancer.
Great dancer.
Right.
Yeah. Those commercials. You like those commercials?
Gosh, killing it.
Yeah.
But Julio is a beast, though.
Vincent, he's all right. No personality.
When you watch the game, do you watch it like a regular person, or are you watching, you know, the wide receivers? Like, what are you focusing on when you're watching a regular football game?
I'm a fan, man, of all sports, and especially football, because, you know, I want to sit back. I just want to watch the game. I watch the ebb and flow. I do, obviously, as a player, you know, a little bit more of the ins and outs of game management, clock management. So you're kind of thinking of ideas and situations, things they might do. But for the most part, man, I'm observing everybody. You know, I'm not keyed in on offense, defense, or anything like that. I want to see the entire gameplay.
Is there anything to a bunch of people, perhaps even myself, thinking that Roger Goodell, even though he says it would be an honor to give the trophy to Tom Brady, does he really mean that? Or do you think that deep down inside it's going to burn him a little bit to have to give it to the Golden Boy once again?
You know what? I think he's got his chunk of flesh, and he should be good. He should be okay. So, I think he'll be more than happy to hand that over to Belichick and Tom if they do pull it out.
Yeah. Vincent, as an NFL player, do you think that football needs a Pro Bowl? Do you think it's important, or do you think it could just totally go away and everybody would be cool with it?
That's a good question.
I think the players need it. You know, I think it's good for the players. You know, I mean, it's a kind of a year end, you know, rewards, promotion type, you know, ceremony. And it's really a vacation for the families. You know, salute these guys that really had great seasons, put in a lot of work, and led the league. You know what I mean? And they were, you know, the best of their position. So I think they should keep it. You know what I mean? Obviously, people worry about the ratings and the fan base and everybody that's showing up, and it doesn't look great. But I tell you, it does mean a lot to the players and the families, you know what I mean, to be able to get away and have that vacation and have that little time of salute.
Sure. SBK?
Yeah. I had a question about, like, when you're in the game and you're playing, you have a defensive back and they're out there talking trash to you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are you able to totally tune the trash talk out? Do you give it back to them, or does it, like, pump you up?
I think it gets you going a little bit, you know what I mean? Natural competitive nature, you know what I mean? Somebody's, you know, testing you and they're challenging you, you know what I mean? You're going to go at them.
But are they, like, researching you and, like, saying stuff that could really get at you?
I've only heard that a few times. Usually that happens down in the trenches with the big guys, you know what I mean? Because they're so close and they're so intimate. They're on each other's face every time. So they'll start talking stuff because the huddles are close to each other and start saying stuff. Hey, I remember what you did in college, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew your sister, all that good stuff. But
yeah, when you see a guy like Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. going at it, it seems to take the team away from their game plan a little bit, and it does somewhat cause a distraction when it comes to the fans. It's got to be tough when a guy is going at you from the defense to tune that out. Yeah. Does a Josh Norman really try to get in your head like that? Does he really provoke you?
From what I've seen with those guys, I mean, obviously he's definitely trying to, you know, compete and go with those guys, but I think it's more on the competitive side, and it just kind of maybe overflows into turning into more of that after the whistle type stuff.
Right.
I don't think they intend to do that. They want to go at each other and play good players. I've never had a problem with Josh and anything like that. You know, he doesn't talk that much, I think, against every player, but if somebody gets him going, he's definitely going to ride that train. But
he's like, Vincent, I gave you restaurant 1 on Yelp.
It's on.
Yeah.
Jameis, let's go.
Your shrimp and grits are overrated.
You're like, what?
What? No, he didn't. You can talk about my mom. Don't talk about my shrimp and grits.
Right?
We have Vincent Jackson from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the studio with
Vincent, was this your third or fourth year in a row to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Man of the Year?
Fourth year.
All right, so you've won it 4 years in a row. So who would you say is next in line in the Buccaneers to maybe take home that title next year or a couple years from now?
Yeah, we got a couple good guys. I mean, obviously, we know the name Gerald McCoy, not only on the field, but he's a big guy in our community doing a lot of stuff, you know, with youth and the medical field. Kevin Pamphile, offensive lineman, he's a big guy in our community. You know, I mean, he seems to be, you know, at the forefront of everything that the Bucs are doing around this community. So we got plenty of young guys that are going to take over those reins and really continue to step up and lead ourselves in the community.
Do you have to let the young players know how important it is to be members of the community, or is that something they kind of teach these guys once they get drafted, or is that kind of a team culture thing?
It becomes a culture, you know what I mean? Get guys involved, you know what I mean? Say, hey, you know, what you're doing, you know, especially the younger guys that, you know, maybe not have families, have a little more free time. I always encourage them to go ahead and, you know, your day off, if you can go spend 2 hours or something, the team's always going to have something lined up for you to do. One, it helps you build your brand as an individual. Two, it's great for our team and our branding as NFL players. And three, it's something that you can't, you know, you got a platform, you got a small window as a career, as a professional athlete. You want to use that as best you can to improve some other lives.
We're here with Vincent Jackson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season, to us watching, it seemed like such a turbulent, tumultuous season where it started off so rocky and then caught fire halfway through the season and then, you know, an unfortunate exit before the playoffs.
Right.
Are you guys able as players to shut out all that noise, or does it become deafening where everywhere you go, somebody wants to say something about the team?
Well, they're going to talk regardless. Everywhere you go, you got to hear it and you got to deal with it. But it's not too hard to, I think, kind of keep the outside. You know, we kind of trust those four walls. When we're in that building, we're about our business. We really care about each other and the men in that building. And the outside is going to be the outside. We all know what the media is. You know, a lot of these guys have been dealing with this stuff since college at bigger schools and stuff. So it's really not that much noise. If you're reading every paper, you're reading every article, you're following your Twitter, like, you know, like a paranoid, then it's probably gonna get under your skin. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about all those guys out there that just want to talk about their fantasy points and such. You know, you got to let that stuff go. You know, so
is that what it all is? And how soon after a game do you check your phone and you go on Twitter? Because I know you're pretty active on
there. Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, a couple hours maybe before you get on the flight on the way home, or you know, after a game you get home and you settle in on the couch, you kind of pull it up and you got to scroll through. And
yeah,
there's always gonna be that guy. Oh man, you only gave me 3 points. I lost by one. You know what I mean? They're cursing you out and they don't like
you. You're not concerned about your fantasy numbers at all?
I know, man.
No, are you? You're not?
No.
Do you pick yourself on your own fantasy team?
I haven't played in a few years, okay, man. I played 1 year in college, and it just was fun with a couple of buddies, my roommates, and I actually won the league, and I didn't know anything about players, but it's fun.
Yeah, that'd be so weird as a player to like have, you know, if you're with the Chargers, yeah, and you've got Philip Rivers, or you're playing against Philip Rivers, you know, and you know it's a one-way, you're like, oops, I dropped that one.
I think when Maurice Jones-Drew used to play, he would pick himself first every single year.
Well, I mean, you got to like the confidence. The guy was 5'2" and 340 pounds as a running back, you know? He was a brick house. He was indeed. Vincent Jackson is here. We want to remind you, Cask Social. We need to have a brunch there.
I think we need to
officially invite our listeners, have a brunch out there. It is on South Howard, 208 South Howard, 4-7 after Gasparilla. There's going to be a happy hour that is sure to be off the hook. Did you go to Gasparilla last year or the year before last?
Yeah. I've been to a couple. I don't know if I didn't make it out very far last year, but you know, we got some new young kids around the house, but. The year before I did, I just got on a bike with a couple buddies, and we ride around the neighborhood. You drive down to Bayshore, you see everybody running around, and it gets a little chaotic, so I'm always in before sundown.
That's a smart man right there. Well, listen, we appreciate you being here, Vincent.
Always, man.
Man, what you do for the community, what you do for charity is notable. We're big on charity on this show. And
absolutely, you guys are.
Yeah, and we want to support any of your efforts that we can. The Jackson and Action Foundation always doing things, especially for military families, and this being such a huge military community, man, we appreciate appreciate you and all of your efforts, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. When do you sit down? Like, when does the business side of this ramp up for you? Is it going on right now?
No, it'll probably pick up. I mean, everybody's really focused on the finishing of this season. You know, and then you know, coaches start getting together. They got to get their staffs together. So I would say probably sometime around the combine. You know what I mean? February, March is really when they start, you know, looking to get the rosters kind of lined up. So.
Nice. And your agent handles all that stuff for you, right? Like, you don't.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'll get involved when I need to. But for right now, it's, you know.
Do you think you could be your own agent?
At this point in time, I feel like I could.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, it really becomes like, I guess, as you get to a veteran level, you know, you're really just looking at marks as far as around the league, other players in your position, and it becomes almost like a kind of just a line of you know, production,
right,
and obviously where you kind of fall in that line and, you know, category. So yeah.
Patriots could use a couple of good receivers. I'm just saying, things don't work out.
Why would you do that to him? I'm just saying. Hey, right. I know you can't confirm this, but just wink if we get an AP.
Man. If I had the insight to that stuff, boy, Adam Schefter be out of job, boy. I tell you what.
He is on Twitter as Vincent T. Jackson. He's very active on there.
Vincent, is that how you get your news from Adam Schefter? Are you surprised sometimes how much these guys actually know about what's going on?
We get the news just like you guys get the news. Wow. I mean, I promise you, somebody will text me something about our team that's been on the ticker that I wouldn't even know half the day. You know what I mean?
So wow.
I promise you. It's not like they call each and every one of us and ask us, hey, we're thinking about getting a new punter. Like, no, we don't get to get involved in those decisions. So.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson, he is a gentleman and a humanitarian, and we appreciate you very much,
always,
man.
Always, guys. Thank
Continued
you.
Success to you. Everybody go to Cask Social and get some delicious food like we were about to dig into.